Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about fire, specifically in the Stanislaus National Forest. A lot of talk about prescribed burning on this weekend show. We're joined on the telephone by Rebecca Johnson, who is the Forest Fire Management Officer for the Stanislaus National Forest, and Jim Janay, who is the Groveland District Ranger. Chief Johnson, I'll pose the next question to you. When you have a fire out in the forest and say it may be human-caused as opposed to more naturally occurring, you know, how do you manage those fires differently, or do you?
So with naturally ignited fires caused by lightning, we look at how we can manage that fire for the benefit of the ecosystem. If that fire is posing a threat or the fire behavior is too much and is detrimental to the ecosystem, then we'll suppress that fire as we would a human-caused fire. But if that the opportunity exists and the conditions are such that we can allow that fire to burn like a prescribed burn, then we will do that and take advantage of using wildfire as another management tool.
Jim Janay, would you say that are there some advantages to having a wildfire when it comes to forest management?
Yeah, you know, in this age of where we're getting some of these large fires on the landscape, we need to take advantage of what those fires do for us. So, you know, a lot of times high-intensity fire will set the landscape back to, a low-fuel or a no-fuel ecosystem. So it's a perfect opportunity for us in the next couple of years to reintroduce fire into that area because the fuels have been reduced and we can keep them at that level. So say for the Ferguson fire from 2018 that burned a portion of the Groveland District. We immediately planned on maintaining some of those dozer lines that were put in to control that fire. And now we've written a burn plan to reburn approximately 12,000 acres of the 20,000 acres that burned on the Groveland District and try and keep that portion of the landscape at a favorable fuel condition moving into the future. The reason for that is that that landscape sits right below the Merced Grove in Yosemite National Park. So we both have a shared interest in making sure that grove doesn't get a high-intensity fire through it. So working, you know, with our neighbors in the park, we're planning a landscape-style burn out there to keep those fuels down and protect that grove.
You know, the Rim Fire back in 2013, 257,000 acres, a lot of it was on the Groveland Ranger District. What do you observe lately when it comes to the Rim Fire footprint?
So as people that have been kind of tuned into the Rim Fire and its plan forward, you know, we wrote environmental documents to do restoration work within a portion of the Rim Fire footprint, about 25,000 acres we put under what we call a NEPA document to do some restoration treatments. And shortly after that, we received $27 million from Housing and Urban Development through the state of California to do restoration work. And in addition to that $27 million, we received approximately another $16 million from some of our stakeholders, the state, other Sierra Nevada Conservancy and Wildlife Conservation Board have invested money. So we've started planting in 2019. We've planted somewhere around 4,500 acres out there. We're looking at another 3,000 acres this year. We've restored 12 meadows, put in some wildlife and grazing troughs. I think we got 10 new ones in. We put in 20-plus great gray owl nesting platforms. We've improved thousands of acres of deer, winter deer habitat out in the Jawbone area where the Yosemite herd migrates for the winter. So, and through closely working with our other state agencies and collaborators, California State and Tuolumne County, we've been able to do quite a bit of restoration out in the Rim Fire. So anybody that visits that portion of the forest will see some vast improvements in vegetation.
So if you're walking through that area where you work every day, from the eyes set, you can see some kind of changes starting to occur?
Yeah, definitely. Either, you know, new plantations that have been put in or some fields reduction work where we're getting ready to plant this next year through, machine piling and burning. We've treated about 3,000 acres of noxious weeds within the footprint of the rim fire, and that's just a start. We got thousands of acres more to do, but it's a good start.
We've got just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Chief Johnson, anything else that you'd like to add or any topics that we haven't discussed yet?
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate the importance of prescribed burning on the Stanislaus National Forest and California-wide and nationwide. It helps our ecosystem when we do have large wildfires, and it also moves us toward the future for improved conditions, and as Jim mentioned, to protect, to increase water output, increase the advantages of the forest and wildlife habitat. And as we move towards the summer, I just want to remind people, as conditions change, to be careful with fire.
Sometimes we hear people say that fire season is now year-round. Is that something that you've noticed at all, or do you still kind of see the distinct seasons on the Stanislaus National Forest?
Since we are a resource that can work nationwide, we've always had that, seen that fire season. In California specifically, yes, I do see more fires occurring throughout the year. That doesn't mean we won't take advantage of prescribed fire when we have the conditions, but it also means that if our neighboring forests or neighboring cooperators need help on a suppression fire, we will certainly come to help them.
And Jim Janae, any closing comments you'd like to make today?
No, I just wanted to remind folks that it's potential for us to be burning any month of the year. You know, 2019 weather conditions were very conducive to prescribed fire, even in the summer. So we did some night burning in July, August, and September in 2019. So, you know, just keep up to date on what the forest is doing, and make sure you're not reporting prescribed fire as wildfire. But understand that, you know, this burning we're doing is to improve the health of the national forests, which are our public owns.
Well, I appreciate both of your time today.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Again, we want to thank Beck Johnson, Forest Fire Management Officer at the Stanislaus National Forest, and Jim Janae, who is the Groveland District Ranger. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.